Ninja stories are an interesting writing phenomenon because they resemble the sort of old style magazine novellas of like the 19th century and the early 20th century, where like it's a serialized story written to be read in small bite-sized chunks over time rather than binged all at once like a novel.
Right.
And like Magi Record is 100% that style of writing. You know, you're supposed to read it a little at a time in a mobile game. It gives the game plenty of time to develop a big cast, to let events creep up on you. Like, the way the anime does it is kind of, in my opinion, the wrong way. And I can totally understand if any new people were like turned off by that show. But the game is a lot better, so it's a shame. I mean, it looks good. The show's got good visuals.
Yeah,
but of course,
yeah, there's some scenes of a Sakuga, if you will. But I know there's like a similar phenomenon for Fate Grand Order, but the difference there is that Fate Grand Order's writing in the game is also bad, and then it's also bad in the animated version, but somehow worse. So it's same sort of deal where it's like a novella where you're supposed to read small portions, it's like bite-sized pieces, but there are different writers for each chapter, and you can really see the drop in quality from one writer to the next, because one writer will obviously have their shit together and know how to write a competent story, and then you'll see another writer trying to focus on something that's completely irrelevant to the bigger picture. So I don't know if Magi Record is like that. So are there different writers, or is it the same person writing the whole thing throughout?
No, it's the same writer as far as I'm aware. It's actually the entire story is supervised by the Magia Quartet, which is the same team that did the original.
Damn. Okay. In that case, I might have to actually look into this. I really don't like playing gacha games or
I'm sorry to break it to you, but the absolute fucking smooth brains.
Oh yes, I heard that the North American version was shut down.
It was, because they basically created the textbook example of how not to run a gacha game. God, I'm still so fucking mad. They just rushed it. What they were trying to do was catch the US server up to the Japanese server so they can do everything simultaneously. But in the process, they were like trying to...